That's part of the old train that come up.
This little stop on Main Street in Ophir, Utah, population 11, is part store, part museum.
These are just old photos of the town.
Walt Schubert and his wife open it up in the summer for anyone who might want to visit the tiny town.
We'll meet many, many, many people from all over the world thinking this is a ghost town.
It isn't a ghost town, but Schubert is the town's last official mayor. Last year, Ophir dissolved its township.
It has its place in this world.
Mining towns like Ophir and Merker haven't been the only places here to be on the ropes.
When the Army Depot closed, we lost 3,500 high-paying jobs. Then the incinerator closed, and that was another 1,200 high-paying jobs.
Utah Representative Doug Sagers grew up in Tooele County. He was Tooele's mayor before the Tooele Army Depot closed.
When that closed, I thought our county would die. I thought that was the end of Tooele County, Tooele City.
But it wasn't.
And ironically, people discovered housing and a short commute to Salt Lake, and that changed everything.
The northern end of the county especially has boomed.
We're just exploding with growth in 2016, and it hasn't slowed down so far this year.
Tooele County Commissioner Sean Milne says Tooele has become a suburb.
One estimate has it as high as 60% of our adult-aged working population commutes into the Wasatch Front every day.
It has brought some limited economic development, but it's also brought a demand for new services and traffic.
We have more traffic along SR 36, State Route 36, out to I-80 in the Lake Point area than there is during rush hour of Bangor and 54 South.
Plans are underway in Tooele County for the Mid-Valley Highway to help ease congestion.
We think this is going to be a huge boon to our economy.
It's an economy that could use a boost. Budget issues forced deep cuts in Tooele County in recent years, but Milne says they're bouncing back.
We've bounced back each time. You know, it's no different than a regular person's life. You have to be adaptable and you have to overcome the changes to your external environment.
Sagers is also optimistic.
From my perspective, I think Tooele County is the Cinderella of the state. Right now, we're the ugly stepsister, at least in my mind. But our potential is huge.
On the road to understanding, Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.